President Joe Biden made controversial remarks about American voters just a week before the election, overshadowing his vice president's closing argument. During a speech in Florida, Biden criticized supporters of former President Donald Trump, referring to them in unfavorable terms. The president's comments came as he addressed a crowd in Hallandale Beach, where he was campaigning for Democratic gubernatorial candidate Charlie Crist and Senate candidate Val Demings. Biden expressed his frustration with what he perceives as a lack of condemnation from Republican leadership regarding the attack on Paul Pelosi, husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Biden's remarks quickly drew criticism from various quarters, with many viewing them as divisive and inappropriate for a sitting president. Critics argue that such language further polarizes an already divided electorate and goes against Biden's previous calls for unity and healing. Republican figures were swift to respond to the president's comments. J.D. Vance, the Republican nominee for U.S. Senate in Ohio, took to social media to express his disapproval, stating that Biden's words were an insult to millions of hardworking Americans. The timing of Biden's remarks is particularly notable, coming just days before the midterm elections. Political analysts suggest that such comments could potentially impact voter turnout and sentiment, especially among independent voters who may be critical in determining the outcome of close races. As the country approaches the final stretch of the campaign season, Biden's words have reignited debates about political rhetoric and the role of leadership in fostering national unity. With control of Congress hanging in the balance, both parties are making their final appeals to voters, and the president's comments have added an unexpected element to the closing arguments of the election cycle.